This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
All right, I'm feeling some emotions today, Michael. I try to be logical when I look at the teams that we talk about here on the show. I have to admit, seeing Minnesota beat San Antonio last night has my brain wandering about, and I'm going to get to that today. The Rockies lose last night. We've got a lot of reports about the game tonight, which won't happen. It will happen Thursday night, and the game midday tomorrow. So we'll get into that later on. Top stories of the day. Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies, will join us. Had a good pitching performance, but that was about it for the Rocks as they drop another one. We got a lot to talk about, Michael. And Bo Nix's ankle. I'm annoyed by it again. The whole show starts now. What is it?
It's a gala that MetLife is in. They're involved in it.
No, stop. If you don't have like real news to give me, I'm asking you a question. If you just think you're going to be funny, don't be funny. Can you turn these microphones off? It's weird in here. No, it's not. It's not weird.
I'll turn them all on.
Turn them off. What is a Met Gala? Why do I care? Why do people keep posting pictures of people, of celebrities dressed up as like fire hydrants and parachutes? And they're all celebrities and athletes and stuff. What is this? What is this? What is it? Why does it take over my feeds? Stop it. I try to ignore it, and then it just keeps showing up. And now that I talked about it, my algorithm's probably going to pick it up, and I see more of this crap. What is it?
All right. The Met, according to Wikipedia,
okay.
The Met Gala, formerly called
okay.
The Costume Institute
Party.
Benefit, is the annual...
The costume...
Some kind of cultural... festival, blah 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 stuff.
I don't like it.
It's about dressing up and being stupid, I guess.
I don't like it. I don't like it, Mike. I don't enjoy it. I don't like even the Kentucky Derby. Like, why do we gotta dress up weird? Why do we gotta dress up weird? Why do we have to do stuff? Stop doing stuff. Just be a normal person and wear your regular stuff and go to stuff. I don't know. It was dominating my feed last night, and I don't enjoy it. I didn't like it. I kept pressing the do not want to see more of these posts, and then it still showed up, and I'd see people dressed up as like parachutes and pelicans and stuff. I don't understand. Am I 97 years old?
No, I just think you don't like self-righteous Hollywood fashion types.
I mean,
and
I'm not,
neither do I.
I'm not really a fashionable guy, so when I see people like, what are you wearing? I'm like, dude, I got this at Kohl's, bro.
Yeah, you know, I think we're both like that commercial. What are you wearing? Khaki.
Yeah, shirt, pants, shoes.
I'm wearing a Broncos shirt, and I'm wearing Levi's.
Well, your fashion
Levi's.
Is. My fashion
I don't
is much
know
better than
what
yours,
size.
Your fashion
I,
is
I have
good.
To look every time.
Yeah, but yours isn't good. Like, mine's passable. Yours is...
Mine is my own. I was talking to Linda Winter.
Okay.
Once.
Who is
and
that?
I said...
Tell people who that is. You just say names like everyone
owner
should
of
know.
Accessories with Florida.
Okay, she owns
and,
a business in Greeley.
She was talking at some point on the morning show about colors and stuff, and
okay.
I said, what would be my color? It's orange, right? She said, sure. I said, I'm fashionable, right? She's like, you are fashionable for yourself.
Okay. Thank you for that story. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043.
It was a great story.
It wasn't a good story. I mean, you started off...
A lot of twists and turns,
You Brady. Started off with like, hey, here's this person that, you know, I'm just assuming everybody should know, and I'm not saying she's not a great lady, but not everybody that is listening to this show knows all these random names you bring up. We know Jimmy now, but that's because we talked about Jimmy enough. You know, your best friend from high school that we can't track down.
It wasn't high school.
But you're... What?
It wasn't high school.
Oh, it was middle school?
It wasn't middle school.
It was elementary school?
Yes.
And you had a falling out after elementary school?
Well, technically, I had a moving out.
But not a falling
California
out.
From California to well, much
when you said
Colorado.
Goodbye to Jimmy, what was it like? Hey, man, I'm leaving? Or was it just like, you're gone?
It was more like, hey, my dad got a job in Colorado.
And you're
so
just,
we
yeah.
have to move to Colorado. At least the Broncos are there, and I don't have to be around a bunch of Raider fans.
Okay. These stories are, I'm bored of your stories. All right. We got some Rockies updates here. And so tonight's game has been postponed. That will play on Thursday night, correct? Tomorrow's midday game, which was going to start at 1:10, will be tomorrow night at pregame 6:30, 7:20, first pitch. So there you go. A little housekeeping. So tonight's game has been postponed to Thursday afternoon, correct? Tonight's game will be played at 1:10 on Thursday. Tomorrow's midday game has been moved to later tomorrow night to 7:20. There was confusion. The email we got said, due to weather, tonight and Wednesday's games has been postponed. But I guess Wednesday's game technically hasn't been postponed. It would be just rescheduled to a later day, a later time in the day. And there was confusion from Steven on that. Is Wednesday's game really postponed or just moved to a later time? Yes. There's confusion on the word postponed. Can't postponed mean even within the day, Michael? Can't we say the 1 o'clock game has been postponed and it will be played later at 6 o'clock? That's postponed, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought they were postponing Wednesday's game to Thursday, Tuesday's game to Wednesday, Wednesday's game to Thursday.
Tuesday's game will be Thursday midday. Tomorrow's game will be moved from midday to tomorrow night.
So what's the difference?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's the difference?
Why are we?
Well, you can't start this pitcher at this time.
Well,
you
schedule
Tuesday pitcher has to be Thursday pitcher.
Well, because then it throws off the rest of your schedule the rest of the way. So you can't just take today's game and make it tomorrow's game. They have a schedule how they do with their. Although the Rockies don't really, they just kind of throw dudes out there whenever they feel like it. But it does mess with it. So you still have to treat tonight's game and pretend it's tonight's game, but it's Thursday's game. I don't know. I guess it would kind of screw the whole thing up. I don't know. It's weird.
So if you have tickets to tonight's game,
yeah.
What game do you have tickets to?
Thursday, midday.
Okay.
If you have tickets to tomorrow's midday game, throw them away. No, don't throw them away because you can use them for tomorrow night. That's what we're here. Why is this one confusing me? I don't know about tomorrow night. I'm not sure if we'll get to that. Thursday, though, should be good. They were supposed to be off Thursday anyway, but... they'll be off today, and then they'll hopefully finish up the series against the Mets.
They were off yesterday, except for one player.
Sugano was pretty good.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
hitter
he played,
through five
but the
innings.
Rest of them didn't.
I mean, that was pretty good, Mike. No hitter through five innings. Not bad. Not bad at all. But, you know, he kind of unraveled, and I thought the whole point of the way the Rockies are doing it was to really avoid the unraveling of it. Not that he became completely unraveled. But it was interesting. I mean, Sugano, he held the Mets hitless through five innings before allowing a solo home run to Carson Benj, and then that led off the sixth, and then that actually was like one of the better performances by a pitcher this year for the Rockies. Longest no hit bid by a Rocky since Chase Dolander's little north of five innings no hit on May 12, 2025 at Texas. The longest at Coors Field since Kyle Freeland's a little over five inning. No hit on 2024, June 23rd, 2024. So it was a good performance there. Mickey Moniak extended the Major League's best active hitting streak to 17 games, one game shy of tying his career best, 18-game hit streak with the Angels. He did that back in 23. The longest streak by a Rocky since Ezekiel Tovar's 17-game stretch back in 2024. So there's still some good things happening. Big Hub texting in. So you guys don't wear any designer brands? I mean, aren't they all designer brands? They're all designed, and they're all brands. So technically, yeah. The answer is yes.
I wear Levi's. It's a designer brand that has been around for, like, ever.
I don't know what these are, Mike. Look at my butt. What are these?
I can't see. Your
okay.
Computer's in the way.
All right. Well, I'll stand up later, and you can look at it. I got Red Wing boots on.
That's designer. They've been around for a while.
Felt like wearing boots today. Felt like a good day to do that.
I'm wearing my boots too, but I don't know where they're from.
You're wearing boots today?
I am.
Let me see. You don't wear boots. Oh, those are like the hiking boots kind of thing.
And they used to be really good in snow, but I've had these since like 2010. So
yeah, probably not so much.
They're not as good in snow.
Probably not a lot of tread left on those tires. You might want to upgrade. Upgrade your boot game. Didn't you go with me to Red Wing once? Didn't you go there with me? And you got some boots?
I got some custom orthotics. And I put them actually in these boots.
You are 99.
They were the least comfortable shoes that I have, and they're actually now the most comfortable shoes that I have.
You're the oldest person I know. You're the oldest person I know. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Okay, so, Michael, I've got mixed emotions today. Did you see that Minnesota beat San Antonio in game one last night? 104-102.
I did hear about that.
Rudy Gobert, who... air quotes, shut down Joker. I don't know if you could say shut down Joker. I want to say that Rudy Gobert contained Joker. I want to say he contained him. The guy was getting 27, 26, 30 points in some of these games. Is it fair to say that he shut down Victor Wembanyama last night? The guy had 11 points. He was 0 for 8 from the 3-point line, 5 of 17. 0 for 8 from the 3-point line, actually. It's kind of what Joker was doing in the playoffs. The dude had Wimby had 12 blocks though. 12 blocks. Some of those look like fouls, by the way. I'm just going to throw some of those look like goaltending, but the dude's gigantic and tall. Nobody can see that far up. And the Spurs lose the game. Damn it, Christian Brown. Don't turn the ball over when you have that fast break opportunity. And maybe we're talking about the Nuggets on a Game 7, and maybe we're talking about the Nuggets winning that game, and maybe we're talking about the Nuggets beating the Spurs in Game 1 against San Antonio. I don't know. It's things like this that complicate my thinking. Like, the dust has settled now. The Nuggets' last game was Thursday night. We talked about it a lot Friday. But when you see Minnesota, a team that you won game one against, you were up by 19 in game two, you destroyed them in game five. You probably should have won game six if there was just any signs of life there. Does this change your thinking that maybe the Nuggets don't need a massive overhaul? They need a tweak. And maybe the tweak lies within their own roster. And that's just making sure you can somehow re-sign Peyton Watson to his contract extension, who is one of the more athletic, if not the most athletic player on this team. Is that the one thing you're missing? Or are we still talking trade Jamal Murray? Try to find a suitor. Time to move on from Aaron Gordon. I almost throw up in my mouth when I say trade Aaron Gordon. I almost throw up in my mouth. Because I am a big AG fan. Joker, you know, I'm a diehard Joker guy. I'm a ride or die with that dude. But with Aaron Gordon, I mean, just listen to the pop when he is announced in any game. From what I didn't go to games this year, but from what I've been told, it's a louder pop for Aaron Gordon than anybody else, including Nikola Jokic. That's going to be tough. You have to balance this. I was listening to a clip from Colin Cowherd last night talking about, are the Nuggets the Milwaukee Bucks? You know, they win a championship, they have a star big man. And then they're loyal to so many guys on that roster that they just keep trying to run it back until we've hit this point of firing coaches. Your star is ready to move on. Maybe some days he is, some days he isn't. And you're just kind of left with these empty contracts of guys that aren't outlasting their contracts, aren't living up to their contracts. The answer... If the Nuggets had a healthy Peyton Watson and a healthy Aaron Gordon, as healthy as one can be in the playoffs, are they beating the Minnesota Timberwolves? And that is something that the Kroenkes, and the law offices of Tenzer and Wallace have to sit down and talk about. Now, Shams already came out with the report yesterday that everyone is on the table, save for Joker and David Adelman. They are not moving on from their head coach. They will stay with him. He will not be a one-and-done coach. They're sticking with David Adelman. Is that the right move? I think Adelman had some great moments throughout the season, specifically when the Nuggets were losing players left and right. I think he managed he kept the boat ashore. But at the same time, I don't know that he got as creative as he needed to be with Joker. That was one of my knocks. The two-man game, I get it, but I don't know that it was utilized the way Malone did it. And it just kind of became, it was kind of like that awkward thing. You walk into a bar and you're going to go join your friends for a drink, but they're all carrying on in a conversation and you're still just standing there. Nobody has looked up at you to say hello. And they're laughing, and you're just like, hey, guys, is anybody going to turn and say hi? I felt like a lot of times that was the rest of the roster on this team when Joker and Jamal would do their thing. Derb says, Cam Jamal for Jaylen Brown, Derek White. Who says no? I mean, I don't know that I'm saying no to that. If that's a realistic thing, Derbs, I'm going to have a hard time saying no to that. That would be difficult. I saw another one, too, from Bleacher Report. Cam Johnson, Christian Brown, and a pick swap with the Rockets for Kevin Durant. I mean, today I'm saying, yeah, Cam Johnson and Christian. Now, I'm going to get into Christian Brown stuff, too, because apparently there was an undisclosed injury he was dealing with in the playoffs. But, of course, Michael, I know Brian was interviewing an author this morning, so my brain starts to go into the conspiracy, the writing part of this. Is that something the Nuggets want out there in the world, that Christian Brown would have been much better had this undisclosed injury not plagued his playoff run, as if saying, yeah, man, he's still worthy of that contract. He's still a movable player. I mean, if I'm the Nuggets, I'm definitely putting that out there. But the Boston thing is interesting because you could have Derek White run the point. Obviously, Jaylen Brown, you get White at the point and then Jaylen Brown at the two. Christian Brown, I mean, is he coming off the bench then with that scenario? Because, are you moving guys? Because Jaylen can play three. Are you moving guys around, playing musical chairs? Here's what I want to see. I want to see whatever the Nuggets do in the future. I would rather see more of a true point guard. That doesn't eliminate the two-man game. If Jamal stays and he moves to two, I remember before Jamal started arriving, the two-man game actually started with Gary Harris and Joker, and Gary Harris was playing two, and then you started to see the evolution of Jamal Murray and Joker with the two-man game. It was Gary Harris and Joker that kind of started that out. Yes, Michael.
So would you be okay trading for Kevin Durant?
For Christian Brown, Cam Johnson, and a pick swap for Kevin Durant.
You get him for 1 year, you got him. And he's old man Kevin Durant.
Well,
he's 37.
Can he still do it? I mean, he was hurt a lot in these playoffs, but can he still do it? Yeah, he can still do it, and the pressure's not going to be on him. He's not going to be the guy. And if Jamal's still on the team, Jamal and Joker take a lot of that pressure.
46 million in 2027.
But if you moved, if theoretically, if the Bleacher Report is actually, if Houston would even be interested in this, Cam Johnson and Christian Brown, you'd move both of those contracts. You'd bring in Kevin's. What did you say? How much does he do?
46 million. About 46 million in 2027.
In 2027? What's it in 2026?
43 million. He signed a 2-year deal in 2025, October October 19th.
So we're in the 40s.
So it was a two-year deal.
Christian Brown is due $21 million. Why isn't this load? Why aren't things loading? Christian Brown is due. Get away. Christian Brown is due 21. Cam Johnson's 23. So there's 44 right there. That's Kevin Durant then absorbing two contracts, essentially. It doesn't really help you with the Peyton Watson thing. So you're still up you-know-what creek without a paddle on the Peyton Watson thing if you're not willing to go into the luxury tax and all that, which everything I'm hearing is the Nuggets do not want to get back to where they were before they traded Michael Porter Jr. But I'm also like, the draft ain't going to save this team. You're in no man's land when it comes to the draft. So I'm also of the mindset, and I hate that I'm even saying this, but you're going to start in this, you're in this stage where rentals might make sense. I love organic championships. And the Nuggets, even though Aaron Gordon was a trade, Gordon still feels like an organic trade because Gordon was not that Gordon. Gordon became better when Denver got him. But I'm also kind of getting to this stage in my life, Michael, where beggars can't be choosers. I want another title, and I want it to be with Joker. And I don't care if it's quote-unquote organic at this point. But Derbs' predicament, Derbs' trade idea is actually even more appealing because you get rid of Cam Johnson, which I don't think anybody's like in love with Cam. Now, I thought Cam was getting better. I would like to see, you know, in a perfect world, I'd like to see a full season without that early injury that he had. And then, of course, the mental game he was dealing with, which he even admitted, you know, he got to that point where he was... He didn't say this, but it's what I took from it. It's like, man, when I shot, I just didn't think it was going in. There was a different confidence from him that I saw growing in the playoffs. But if Boston is in the same predicament as Denver, like, hey, everybody is on the table except for Tatum, and they're willing to move some guys around, how would that work? You know, how would that work for Boston? Fascinating to think about, because they'd have a point. They'd have Jamal Murray at one for them, replacing Derek White. Like, who's better today, Derek White or Jamal Murray? And Jamal Murray, I would say. But you're also getting better with Jaylen Brown at that two position, and I think a more dependable, less sexy point guard and a stronger two guard would make sense to me. Because you still have a two-man game with Jaylen Brown and Joker would be fascinating. But either way we go here, if Jamal is destined to either change teams or change positions, I would be fascinated to see if you could get a Derek White-type player with it still keeping Jamal, but moving him to two. And maybe for some, that's the fix. Because there's a lot of people that love Jamal Murray. And they pulled a U the other day, Michael. The cardinal sin of sports, what you don't call a sports talk radio host, is a fair weather fan. I got called that because I suggested that the Nuggets need to make changes, and that includes Jamal. And man, people come at you. How dare you talk me into trading Jamal? He just had his best season. Where'd he go in the playoffs? I don't care, man. You know what? I always put up with Jamal, and I like Jamal. I love Jamal. Not that way, but I love Jamal. I always put up with it because, okay, he's a 20-point guy during the regular season, but he's a 25-point guy during the playoffs. That's what I want. Get to the playoffs, and if you can Robert Horry that thing, fine. Go be a superstar in the playoffs. Just get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but this year his play was off.
Thanks, Mike. Dynamite addition to the whole show. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All I'm saying is seeing Minnesota beat San Antonio in game one has my brain. Now, San Antonio could figure it out, and they could still win the series in five. I could still see that happening. Wimby wasn't good last night. Offensively, I didn't think any of San Antonio, I mean, nobody was really jumping out the door offensively for the Spurs last night. Now, is Rudy Gobert just in some kind of vortex right now where, yes, the guy is a four-time defensive player of the year, so he's obviously a very good defensive player, but he still doesn't get credit because it's more of a, well, he can't guard guys one-on-one. He's more of a shot blocker. And I'm not going to say, I'm not admitting that he shut down Joker, but I am saying he contained him, which most guys cannot do. So containing Joker and somewhat shutting down Wimby, at least through one game, he's on a different planet today. Can he keep that going? Can he keep that going through the entirety of this first round? I mean, if Minnesota beats San Antonio, even if they don't go on to beat whoever that is, but likely OKC, then I think they get a lot of respect that they haven't gotten league-wide. And getting Anthony Edwards back was big because he was supposed to miss at least two games of the second round. He came off the bench last night, put up 18. It's not the 18. It's what his presence, there's a confidence he brings to this team that makes them play even better. But I'll admit, watching that game last night and seeing, I mean, San Antonio had their chance. They got the board, didn't call a timeout for some reason. Went down, got an open look. Make that game over, San Antonio wins. So they got the look they wanted, but Minnesota survived. Could that have been Denver? Could that have been Denver? And if the answer in the front office at Pepsi Center is no, we still don't think we would have won Game 7. We don't think we would have been able to, because Aaron Gordon's still going to be hobbled. I mean, he didn't miraculously get better, you know, health wise in three nights. But they got dogs, man. And like Jaylen Brown, we played his clip. That was clip of the day yesterday with Jaylen Brown. He's got a little of that dog in him. And I just don't know who that guy is on this team that has that. No, it's not. 970 says containing and shutting down are the same thing. What? No. Are you serious? Containing and shutting down are the same thing from the texter? Am I in outer space right now? Containing and shutting down are the same thing?
No, you're on terra firma.
I don't know what that is.
Planet Earth.
Ah. Why is that a thing?
There was a science fiction author in earlier today.
And that's what, okay, thank you. You just keep throwing things out of thin air and expecting people to know what you're talking about.
Plenty of people know what I'm talking about.
Be better than who you are. Is that too much to ask? Just here's you, but elevate that version of you. Make it better. Can you do that?
I'll elevate my jokes, and there are going to be a lot of them.
You don't have any jokes today, so if you were actually telling a joke, I suppose that would be elevating. No, containing is one thing, shutting down is another. Shutting down is 11 points from Victor Wembanyama. Containing is Joker had 27 in a triple-double, but he didn't do it in the last 4 minutes. But he didn't do it kind of from first quarter to the end. There's a complete difference. I think Rudy Gobert last night, you would say he did offensively, or I guess Rudy defensively, shut down Victor Wembanyama. He did not shut down Joker. I mean, are we being serious right now? I mean, I know that that's the talk of the national media is, well, he actually shut down Joker. He didn't shut down Joker. I mean, just go look at the totals of those games and tell me that he shut him down. There was a couple of games that weren't great. I didn't think Joker had a good playoff run at all. He had 24 points in game two. Still more than 11, last I checked. Let's see. He had 28 points on Thursday, 27 points on Monday, 24 points, 27, 24, 25. That's shutting down. HVAC guy, containing and shutting down are different things, but yes, Brady is always in outer space. I'll take the compliment because I think differently than you. I think I put things in a different perspective for you people out there to analyze and think about things the way you never thought about before. So you're welcome. I could come on here and just say, trade them all. They're never going to win. Or I could say, don't do anything. Run it back. End of show. End scene, Michael. But I'm not going to do that. We're going to go through these ideas. And yes, I'm available for a chat with the offices of Tenzer and Wallace, because I could do some things, Michael. I could do some things. I do think that conversations still need to be had. If Boston's calling and says, hey, you interested in moving Jamal? Yeah. You interested in moving Jaylen Brown? Let's tango. Let's see what that looks like. I'm at the point now where I will forever be grateful for what Jamal Murray did for this organization. I heard somebody the other day said he's a basketball Hall of Famer. His number should be retired. Pump the brakes. We don't retire everybody's number. We don't do that, remember? This is not the Colorado Buffaloes. We don't retire dudes' numbers that were there for 1 year or had one good year or two good years, whatever. We retire Travis Hunter's number. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. We don't retire everybody's number. So no, Jamal Murray, is he an all-time great Nugget? Is he Nikola Jokic? Is he in the same world as Nikola Jokic and Alex English? If the answer is no, you do not retire his number. So I will forever be grateful for what Jamal did. But I don't think I want to see a 30-point night and then a 14-point night and disappearing. And again, you can impact the game. I know we have to break. You can impact the game differently if you don't score 30 and you only score 14. But are you doing it defensively? Anthony Edwards had 18 last night. That's a typical Jamal Murray score 2 years ago. But he impacts the game in so many different ways. And I'm ready for a guy that impacts the game in so many different ways. Let's get at it today. Let's get after it. I've already been told I'm wrong about containing and shutting down. I've been told I'm in outer space. We've got people wondering why Michael doesn't wear designer clothes. And that's something I didn't think I'd ever wonder about. 37 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe in Northern Colorado. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps baseball can be heard right here.
Take me out to the ball game.
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
I'm in the middle on Foo Fighters. I'm in the middle. Not a big Foo Fighters guy, but not really a little Foo Fighters guy. You know what I mean? They're okay. They're just okay for me. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, I want to get to the good, the bad, the ugly. We didn't do this. Good, bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good. How about Sugano last night? Pretty damn good game from him. I mean, he held the Mets hitless going through five innings, and that was good. It wasn't enough, and the Rockies lose 4-2, but I'm taking the good. I'm taking the positives. Michael, we're still going to be done with the 30-30 by June-ish. June-ish, before my birthday, which is the 17th. Guarantee it. We will be done by the dirty 30 by my birthday.
Well, it's May. They haven't won in May.
They will win in May. They're going to win. They won't win tonight, but they will win tomorrow.
They won't lose tonight either.
They won't lose, but it doesn't do me any good. Having a no-go, you know, it might as well be a loss because it's just another day.
I can guarantee you they will win 30 by the time they win 30 games.
The Rocks, this is tough. They're one loss away from matching their longest losing streak of 2025. They're 8 games below 500 for the first time this year. So, come on. Come on, Rocks. Come on. You're fading. You're fading. Pull us back in. I need you. Pull us back in. The ugly was, honestly, was seeing Minnesota win last night. I'm actually, you know what's weird? I think I'm rooting for Minnesota. There are nemesis. You talked to a writer this morning. Nemesis. There are Mesisai. And I'm actually rooting for them. I don't know who I'm rooting for in the Thunder-Lakers matchup. I'm just rooting for seven. I'm just rooting for good basketball. That's what I'm rooting for. And that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
That's right, game two tonight. You're going to hear that right here on KFKA. Colorado Avalanche and the Minnesota Wild. Is it going to be as wild as it was yesterday, or we're going to see a low score? I think we're going to see a low scoring game. I think those guys were just chomping at the bit, and we saw a billion goals in game one. I would imagine we might go in somewhat of the opposite direction of that tonight. Maybe.
I think we're going to see 4-2 Avalanche. No empty netters.
4-2? Probably mean maybe an empty netter.
No, I don't think there's going to be an empty netter.
I'll bet you.
I think
you.
It's going to be a legit 4-2.
Okay, let's do a friendly bet here. There will be an empty netter. That's it. I'm just saying there will be an empty netter.
And I don't think there will be an
empty
netter.
And I think there will be. If I win, you will buy something that I would like.
I already offered you a burrito. I offered you a burrito, then you said no.
Well, you get me the burrito then on a later day.
No.
You're not going to do the bet?
We already have a friendly bet.
You just want to do a friendly bet?
It's a friendly bet for Big City Roadhouse.
All right.
You're probably going to win.
No updates so far on anything on the goalie side of things for the Avalanche. I would imagine they're just going to stay with Scott Wedgewood. All the things we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, they're going to wedge him in goal.
Stop. Do you have to do it like all the time? Like, is it just something?
Do what?
Like, do you have to try to be funny? You're so not funny that you're just like, if I just throw out a million stupid things in a show, something's going to stick. And here's the thing, buddy. It's not sticking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not funny. It's not. Yes, he has an interesting name. You don't need to make a little weird pun. Star Trek Day is over, bro. Okay? Go back to being a normal person.
Star Trek Day is in September.
No, it was yesterday. It was May the 4th. Star
Wars 4th
be with you. Same thing. They're the exact same thing. I don't think there could be anything more alike than those two franchises. I think they're both the same. They're all spinoffs of each other. Captain Kirk became Darth Vader, and the Vulcan Lord became Luke Skywalker. It's all running together. You know this. You should know more about your franchise.
I know more about my franchise.
All right. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Bo Nix's ankle. Is that a thing? Or am I tired of it? It's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He's going to miss some OTAs. He's not going to get enough reps with Jaylen Waddle. Dude, if Bo Nix is really Bo Nix, the guy that you say that if he would have played, they would have won the Super Bowl, and Jaylen Waddle is the guy we're all so excited about, then they don't need to grow together in OTAs when nobody's playing defense against them. If he's as good as you say he is, and Waddle's as good as you say he is, then why they got to get their chemistry right in OTAs? Oh my God! I'm so annoyed with the Bo Nix freakout people right now. All they want to do is talk about his ankle. Stop it. He's gonna be fine. 11:50. Yes, Michael.
John Sears called in and he said, "One nemesis. It's nemesis. Two nemesis."
Nemesis. What about nemesi? Is that three nemesises?
I think nemesi is incorrect.
Really? I'm bringing it back. You know what you are, Michael? You're my nemesi.
Nemesis?
You're multiple. You should get that on a shirt. I'm multiple. We'll be right back.
All the small things. Avalanche in the playoffs is no small thing. Just how far will they go? Hear Avs games and coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Big City Roadhouse, make it your plan tonight to go watch the Colorado Avalanche and Minnesota Wild Game 2 at Big City Roadhouse. Dude, the food is ridiculous. You're addicted now, man. I brought you there once, and you've been there
twice.
Yeah, you've been there twice.
I got the burger the last time, decided I didn't want to take everything off.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And it was really good. I wanted to have it in its pure form.
Okay.
And it was good.
Why do you say things so weird? The breakfast burrito is what I had.
I had the breakfast burrito. It was very,
so
it looked
good. Gigantic. Very good, though. They do breakfast burritos every day, 10 a.m. to noon. So if you're like right there, like by there right now, run inside quickly. But if you're not, you're not going to make it today. But you can make plans to do it tomorrow or make plans to watch the Avalanche and get discounts on beers tonight. At Big City Roadhouse. Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. Top stories of the day coming up next. We'll talk some Rockies with DNVR Rocky Spencer Smith. All coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.